In the Wasatch Back, people often talk about what makes this place special. The mountains, the trails, the lifestyle. But for Betsy DeMann, it comes down to something else.
You know, it just doesn't matter who you are, if you're president or if you're the bagger at the grocery store, like there's the human side of people's stories. The connectivity is so powerful when you kind of peel back those layers.
That belief is what led her to launch Neighbors Magazine in 2019, which now includes editions in Park City, Heber City, and Murray. It's something she considers a privilege.
Some of the most powerful stories to me have been the ones that were not necessarily hesitant to share. It was the people that didn't think that they had a big story to share.
Today, Betsy's work is focused on local connections. But her life looked very different earlier in her career when she commuted from Park City to Salt Lake City.
I was there for 10 years, and I climbed the corporate ladder, did really well for myself, met a lot of amazing people, but wasn't fulfilled. But it gave us a great life. We were able to build this beautiful home. We had a boat. We had toys. You know, we had some really, really fun times.
But even with a life that looked full on paper, she says she didn't feel rooted in the place she called home.
So then I was like, well, what can I do to draw myself closer to this community? And so what initially started out as, I guess, the idea of like a passion project, something to connect myself to my neighbors, to the community that I was seeing and waving to, you know, as I was walking the dogs or driving out of the community.
In 2019, that passion project became something more. She walked away from her steady job in Salt Lake City and stepped into the unknown. On paper, she built a magazine, but between the pages, she found something she hadn't expected, early skepticism.
Everybody was saying, well, print is not a thing. Here's the reality, and it's actually changed even more. So print is not dead, it just lives in a different, it's survived in a different way, right? So niche markets are, these commonalities really pull people together. Print is also nostalgic, but there is something viscerally changes when you're holding paper in your hand and shutting out all of the noise that we are inundated with on a regular basis.
What started as a small free publication quickly grew. The magazine expanded from reaching 3,600 homes to more than 20,000 across the Wasatch Back. But for Betsy, success wasn't just about numbers.
And we're continuing to grow, and we're continuing to add to our small businesses that we partner with, and we're keeping the small businesses that we've been working with for 7 years in business. We're able to support the local community and local economy in a very direct way.
All the stories in the magazine center on local residents. And as Betsy listened to story after story, a common thread began to emerge. It wasn't about who had a platform or a title. It was something more universal, the stories that usually go untold.
Residing here in Park City, in the Wasatch Back, we were surrounded by like so many impressive people. People that have some really big stories because they're in the public. They're athletes, they're Olympians, they're celebrities. And those stories are powerful. The stories for me that have been the most powerful are the mother who raised 4 children and now is 60 years old and is kind of is starting a new chapter. It's the immigrants who have moved here and have like literally scrimped and saved and to start a new life here and are living their American dream.
Betsy considers herself very fortunate with a supportive family and close friends. She was raised in Utah by loving parents. She's the oldest of 8 siblings, most of whom still live nearby. But in 2021, Betsy unexpectedly went through a divorce.
My identity was so tied up in being a wife and supporting my husband. And when I'm 40 years old and going through a divorce, it felt like my life was over.
And yet, she says it could have been even more devastating if not for one thing. The community she had been showing up for through her magazine showed up for her.
It just lifted me out of the grief, the sadness, the depression that I was feeling. And it really made me realize just how necessary and how important this the human connection is.
And eventually, Betsy found herself offering that same steady presence to others, including a friend navigating her own difficult chapter.
There's no comfort in growth, but there's also no growth in comfort. And encouraging her that even though she's in this period of drastic change, that on the other side, the growth that she's going to experience is going to be so powerful.
That understanding has shaped how she moves through life now. The dark and the light, the happiness and the sorrow, all part of the same whole. It's also changed how she sees herself.
I also know how driven and how powerful I am as an individual, how resilient I am, how, and I think humans in general, we are so resilient. We need community and we thrive in environments where we can support and lift each other up as we need.
But lately, Betsy says she keeps hearing a common concern in the community.
I'm meeting with small business owners, I'm meeting with community leaders, I'm interviewing residents here in our community, and I often hear people concerned about the loss of something special. You'll hear somebody make the comment of, you know, Park City's changed, or the Wasatch Back is growing too fast, or comments of almost like an us versus them messaging, right? That it's like, you know, we've been here for so long and let's close the gates and not let anybody else in. And a concern for the magic, that the reason all of us have moved here, that it's like being lost.
It's a familiar tension in places that are growing and changing. But Betsy sees things differently.
The magic isn't lost. Get to know your neighbors. The kindness and the generosity, and there's just such a beauty in it. And I think the more that we recognize that, the less worried and less concerned we are about something being lost or taken from us, and more open to real collaborative discussion on how do we all coexist and not lose that sparkle and that magic.
For Betsy, the Wasatch Back is still being shaped day by day by its neighbors who call it home. This is Amber Johnson for the Community Campfire.